45-year-old Pedro Garcia works in the Milwaukee area. His full-time job is making sure food products are properly labeled. Clean-shaven, dressed in a crisp white shirt and khakis, Garcia is one of 125,000 Latin American immigrants in Wisconsin. But Garcia does more than simply straighten labels on Starbucks Frappuccino bottles. His $7 an hour wage goes a long way, literally. 8 years ago, Garcia left his home in Oaxaca, Mexico, in search of a better life for his family. Today, Garcia's wife and four kids are still there. Garcia was at the bustling Voces de la Frontera office in Milwaukee when I talked to him. High school sophomore Lupita Avalos translated.
He says that was his main reason he came here, to help his family out. Since there's no employment, he wants to get them going, and he sends money a lot. And that's why he works, he says. That's his main purpose, to send money to his family.
The money immigrant workers like Garcia send to relatives in their home country is called a remittance. 2003 figures from the Pew Hispanic Center showed 18% of Mexicans relied on remittances from the U.S. as a source of income.
He says that he sends money about every 15 days when he gets paid, and he takes care of his bills and everything he has to pay for his home, and then sends the rest to his family. And sometimes if he gets about $500, he'll send like $300 to them. If it's more, he'll send more. So it really depends on what he gets.
Garcia's eyes glisten when he talks about his family. He says most of his wages will support the kids' education. His oldest son is studying law. The money has a huge impact on many Latin American countries. Michael Carter, an economics professor at UW-Madison, says some economists wonder if the current flood of remittances could slow down immigration to the U.S. Many are studying whether remittances will have what Carter calls a multiplier effect, in that the money sent to individuals will also help their community.
The idea has been to try to get all the remittances banked, because the idea is if money ends up in banks, then it can be loaned out to other people, and if it's loaned out to other people, then it maybe becomes a source of economic growth.
Currently, most immigrants still send money through expensive wire transfers. Some financial organizations are trying to get immigrants to gain trust in the banking system by creating a network of credit unions in rural Latin America and the U.S. that make it easier and cheaper to send money home. Garcia still wires money to his family at the nearest money transfer company. Though $7 an hour for monitoring food labels doesn't sound like much, it's four times more than what he made as an electrician in Oaxaca. Garcia says it just helps his family live better.
He says that they're very happy. However, they're always asking him when is he going to go see him. They want to see him. And he explains to them that it's really hard right now because of everything going on. But he promises them that one day it might be possible, and they're satisfied that way. They just always wish that he could see him since it's been so long.
So Garcia keeps working, hoping to reunite with his family in the U.S. soon. Katie Fisher, Wisconsin Public Radio.